Matanuska Susitna Borough drivers run down hundreds of moose each year on their travels to and from Anchorage. Now a targeted hunt allows winter hunting to reduce the number of moose near roadways. The hunt was established by the State Board of Game in 2011. Palmer Area State Wildlife Biologist Todd Rinaldi says the hunt is targeting nuisance moose.
Whether it's an injured moose that had an issue with breaking an ankle or was involved in an automobile collision and is spending a lot of time around humans, it might be a cow and a calf that's excessively aggressive, or maybe a moose that's been harassed by dogs and has since become more defensive around people.
Nuisance moose tend to hang out around cleared roadways or in people's backyards. When moose congregate around highway corridors, motorists can be injured or killed when they hit the 900-plus pound animals. Rinaldi says motorists kill 280 moose each year, but during winters of extremely deep snow, that number can double. Rinaldi says more than 1,000 hunters have signed up for this year's winter hunt, which starts on January 6th. 200 permits will be issued for Unit 14A and an additional 100 permits for Unit 14B. Each week, 8 hunters will be assigned to a designated road corridor where moose vehicle collisions are high. Only shotguns and bows can be used.
Some of these hunt areas that we've designated as high areas of moose collisions are actually on the edge of city limits or in neighborhoods and developed neighborhoods. So we use shotguns, 10-gauge and 12-gauge only, because of the reduced velocity, as well as bow and arrow, so that if the opportunity arose, we could direct hunters into some of these more developed areas or some of these areas where firearms are restricted.
He says officials collect data indicating areas of high collision rates from the state and further analyze those areas for hunt's suitability. Last winter's hunt harvested 148 moose. Rinaldi says Unit 14A is overpopulated and the extra hunt keeps the population down. Hunters on private land must have the permission of the landowner. The department and Alaska wildlife troopers will conduct random checks to ensure hunters comply with permit conditions and conduct themselves in a safe manner.